Pavel, such as I did for all the hockey players and for all the hockey fans, what was your first impression when you met Viktor Tikhonov at the age of 16?
Well, I think it's a big loss for the hockey world. Viktor Tikhonov was a great coach, and I think he was the best coach ever for Soviet Union and Russia. And I was lucky to the team when I was only 16, and I played for him for the local club for Redami and for the national team. So it's a big loss.
What did you feel at the age of 16 when you just saw him first time?
For me, it was like a dream came true. I started to play at the club when I was 6, and it took me 10 years to get it to the professional level. And, you know, obviously, it was one of the biggest days of my life.
What did you feel at that time? Because there were many rumors that Tikhonov is very firm with the players, that discipline is above all. So how did he communicate with you and other players? So what exactly did you feel?
Well, I think he was a great coach, and you have to have a really big discipline to be successful. And that's what he was doing. You know what he was asking from the players, and you had to give him not 100%. You had to give him 110%, and that's his club all about.
Many ice hockey journalists say that Tikhonov was the first one to play in four lines in 1970 instead of three. So that was his personal invention. What is your attitude to that? How did this invention change ice hockey?
He was a big part of the worldwide hockey. As you said, he was first who started to play in the fourth line, four lines, and everybody's playing in the four lines right now. And he always was asking us to play hard and short. So you had to go on ice, give him 110% for less than a minute, and I have to switch. And that's why he was really successful, because we trained really hard and we were ready for every game.
Many newspapers quoted the fact that Tikhonov was a guest at your wedding and he came just even though he was feeling bad. So could you please tell how it all happened, this episode?
He was my teacher, my coach as well. You know, he taught me lots of things for the life and for the hockey. And he didn't feel well, but he came to my wedding. And when Vancouver Canucks was retiring my number, he was about to fly with me. But at the last moment, doctors said the flight was too long and he couldn't make it. So he just was a great man, and he was always with me in my life.
Pavel, could you give us an example of how Viktor Tikhonov impacted your life, maybe on a personal level? Maybe there's a personal story you'd like to share?
Just besides the wedding.
Well, those days when I started to play for him, we used to live on a training base for 11 months a year. So we spent all the time together, and he taught me lots of different things. He taught me if you got a goal in front of me, you got to give 110% to get this goal, and you have to train hard, and there's lots of things.
Is there any particular type of story that hasn't been told about Viktor yet?
It's hard to tell right away. It was, he was asking for the lots of discipline from the guys. He weren't allowed to be late for practice, so I'm not even talking about the game. And after his school, I played in NHL 12 years, and I don't think I ever been late.
You are never late because of thanks to Viktor Tikhonov, right? Is that what you're saying?
Well, yeah, because he taught us to be disciplined.
Actually, I was struck last year when I visited the KHL game last January, and Viktor Tikhonov went into the room for the players of CSKA after the game, and he had a talk with them in spite of his old age. How common was that? So he was a legend on the club. So did he do that often? Was that a characteristic of Viktor Tikhonov?
He was living legend, for many generations. But he started to coach, in the 70s. So he was coaching, Harlamov, Mikhailov, Petrov, and after Krutov, everyone of generation, after our generation. So he's been around for so many years, had a great experience. And obviously, for any generation, when he comes to the room and talks to you, so everybody pay attention and pay respect.